Okay, welcome to our Third Shack meeting. We're going to start at 5:34. I have Roger and Devin from Goodside Health that's going to talk to us today about telemedicine program. So I'm going to let them have the floor. If you have questions, please have questions and then ask them as they continue.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance end of a long Thursday, and I know I'm probably, Devin and I are probably the only things between you and getting to go home this evening. So, if, as Brittany said, you have questions, I hate parking lots. I hate holding your questions till the break. Please just ask. It's a small group. You can ask anything you like, questions, comments, concerns. We're happy to help. So we'd like to start a little bit tonight just by introducing ourselves, a little bit about the work we do and where we came from. And we'll talk a little bit about who Goodside Health is, talk about how we support schools and districts through telemedicine, well child checks and school events, and school physicals as well. And so with that said, Devin, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Devin. I am what we call on our team the engagement coordinator of the DFW area. So I am in charge of, or my role is to get you guys set up, bring your supplies, train you on how to use the supplies, how to use our program, and then be your ongoing support throughout the future of, hey, I don't remember what you said, can you help me? Or, hey, I need more supplies, can you bring them to me? Or if they're expired, I will be in charge of bringing those to you. I've been with the company since 2019 overall. I worked in our urgent cares. We are, our sister company is Urgent Care for Kids. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's the little Duck, we have one in Hewlin and Alliance in this area, and then there's others in like all over DFW, Houston and Austin. But I worked in the Mansfield location, quickly transferred to the Hewlin location, and it was closer, and then moved up to management and managed our McKinney Urgent Care 2 weeks before COVID hit. So I took that on, not ever really running a full clinic by myself. I was a charge nurse at a pediatric office, but actually running it by yourself is a whole different ballgame. So I did that, and then we started with Fort Worth ISD in the DFW area, and I slowly started helping roll them out and get them going. And I was like, man, I really like this. Like, I like what we're doing. I like this program. I like what we stand for. And so I had to make the hard decision of whether or not I stay with the urgent cares and work long hours and time away from my kid, or go to school med and work school nurse hours. And I obviously went to school nurse hours, which I love. I still work summers, but it's way better than being coming home at 9, 10 o'clock at night after the urgent care closes, and having just being able to put her on the bus in the morning and also be there whenever she gets home. So I love what I do. So that was in 2020, December of 2020. I switched over, and I've done that since then. I have a really big territory that I cover. Sometimes I don't even know how I do what I do because it is so big, but I like to restock supplies and have everything done within 24 to 48 hours. Unless there's an emergent need, like you need it right away, that's a whole different story. Like, I try to do is what I can for you and be your best support. So, that's who I am.
Thank you, Devin. And as far as my story, what I do for Goodside Health is I work with districts just like Lake Worth to help identify needs and challenges and see if we can't be a line of support for you. But in a former life, I was a school principal. A school principal in Arlington, Texas, right around the corner and down the way. And if you worked in a legacy building like I did, your office was directly across from or shared a wall to the nurse's office. And so while you're doing the things that you think a school principal ought to do and does, I got a lesson every day in how hard my nurse worked, because she'd start with the frequent flyers at 8:15. And then it'd go to the kid who hadn't been to the doctor in 3 weeks, but meanwhile their cough was so loud you could hear it out in the hallway behind two doors. Parents we couldn't hear from ever. Kids who had a lot of health challenges, including MRSA. That was my first experience to the fact we had a MRSA outbreak 1 year in our gym because my school nurse caught it, and she was quality and knew what she was looking for. So I say that to say my background for 20 years has been working in schools with campuses. And I'm excited that we're here today to talk a little bit about the work that we do to make not only students and parents' lives for the better by getting them adequate, equitable medical care through the services that we provide in concert with what you do every day, but also how, as Devin alluded to, our job is to make yours solid and easy. Our job is not to frustrate you. Our job is not to give you old supplies. Our job is not to not be there when you need it. We have a whole team that stands behind us that's there at a moment's notice. And we'll dig into that a little bit tonight. So, as you can see, the mission of Goodside Health is to close those equity gaps for children's health care through innovation and execution. And that sounds neat, but what does that really mean? Well, what that really means is we envision a future where kids, through the work that we do in your clinics, in partnership and collaboration with you, don't have to wait to hopefully go to an ER for primary care needs. Where kids have access to medical care, so that way they don't have to leave school when they're healthy to go be translators for their families who might need assistance and support. We want to provide them just-in-time options for healthcare rather than just-in-case. And we do that, as you can see, at over 1,300 campuses across the nation, based in Texas. We work in Arlington, we work in Fort Worth, we work in the tiniest of districts across the way down in the valley, we work in districts of under 1,000. So it doesn't matter if you're a large district or a small one. Our job is to come in, learn your needs, collaborate with you on a plan of engagement that works for you, and move forward with giving you the support that we've outlined that you deserve. When we look at all those on-staff providers, one of the questions we got down in Beaumont the other day when we were talking to districts down that way was, well, you have a lot of providers, that's neat. But like, are these people who just graduated? What kind of providers do you have? These are all providers with significant clinical experience, many of them in ER or urgent care backgrounds who've seen a lot. So that way when they're working with you or they're working with your children, they're trained not only in telemedicine, but they also have a robust enough background to where they can make a diagnosis that you can feel comfortable in based upon what the child presents with. So tonight we'll talk again in three large components of support of telehealth and telemedicine, of well-child visits and events, just like the one we're having in Arlington tomorrow with 20% of the school that'll be there, around 300 students that we'll support tomorrow morning, and then through school physicals as well. So when you envision telemedicine at school, I'd love to know a little bit about what that looks like for you now.
We've done a couple, but it's hard when parents don't sign up for it.
So, if I can ask a little more about that. So, is there a reason they don't sign up for it, or?
I'm not sure why they don't sign up for it. I mean, it's on our I believe it's at the beginning of our registration for them to see it. It's offered to them. I'm not quite sure why they don't sign up for it.
And that's a great question. And before we ever sign a contract or a memorandum of understanding with the district, you just don't get Devin, Roger, you get a whole billing department that works with parents and their insurance. But more importantly, you get a marketing and district success partnership team that helps your district, whether that's included as part of the enrollment packet, whether that's campus-specific enrollment, to give you messaging, outreach in multiple languages to reach your parents and their children, depending on the age, in high school, a little bit older. But to give that information not only to the campus and say, well, we love registering them, our job is to help you get them registered. And we have multiple touch points with our marketing team that has already created scripts for each and every month of the year that you can send through using any of the outreach tools that you currently have, whether that's text-based, whether that's school messenger, whether that's anything you have. But I'm old school, so I like the flyers in the backpack. And so we have those for easy printing too, so you don't have to create anything. But if you're seeing a specific health need on your campus and says, well, hey, this is normally what we see this time of year, but that's not what I'm seeing now, you can work with us. We will help you design something new that's specific to your campus and your needs to send home. We're going to work with you every step of the way to make that registration possible. But one of the challenges that I hear that many parents have is okay, I signed up for it, but now it's time to do a visit and you can't get in touch with the parent. You've got other things you need to do as well. So you're trying to get a hold of that parent. And so, Devin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say a thing, and if I'm wrong, stop me. But we have a team that exists for you during school hours that's easy as the touch of a button.
that if you say, hey, I need some support in getting a parent contact, I need some support in getting a student enrolled who wants to do this, the parents here, they want a school visit, they haven't registered before, they need to register right now, our team will help you get that done. Get live, real time. So you can do the other things you have to do. We'll take care of a lot of that burden off your shoulders because we want this to be successful.
With him saying that about that team, we do have what we call our same day registration. So even if that kid's not registered, but they're in your office and you're like, man, I really want to get this kid seen, a mom agrees to it. It's as quick as you clicking a link and sending them the link, or you can go into our chat support team and tell them, hey, can you send this link to this parent or reach out to this parent, and they'll get them registered. And our same day registration rate stays around the 65 to 70% most days. So it's a very high percentage that we see. Just because parents don't know what telemedicine is still to this day, which blows my mind because I feel like it's been around at least, what, for 4 years, yeah, going on 40 years now. So that is just a thing. And one of my favorite examples is a nurse that I have. She loved the program, was so excited to use it, and she kept offering it and kept getting told no. And she was like, I just can't do it. Like, they're not taking it. They're not offering it. It's all about to how you say it, not like, hey, do you want me to have your kid seen? It's kind of explaining it, and that's something that we can help with too and give you a spiel of one of my very successful utilizers uses. But this nurse just continued to offer it, and she was like, I'm just going to keep trying. And she was about to give up, and on that last one, the parent said yes, registered them, got them seen, and then that traveled from word of mouth by that parent, went and told their friends and their cousins and their family members that lived in the school area, and now she's one of our top utilizers that uses the program all the time. So when I say that, it's just to say that just because one parent says no or five parents say no, I think she went through like seven parents before she got that one yes, and that's where it took off. So just because they're not saying yes right away, it may not be that they don't know what it is or they don't understand how it's going to work. So just you having the knowledge of being able to understand that, or if you don't have time, hey, go on our chat thing and say, hey, can you call this parent? They have questions about how this is going to work. And then they can go over it and explain it to them too. But like Roger's saying, our marketing team has done a fantastic job of making little simple like pictures of somebody playing soccer and sneezing or something like that. And then like, hey, it's cold, it's allergy season coming up. Are you registered for Good Side Health? Or don't forget you can be seen, or something along those lines that you guys can post to like Facebook, Instagram. They send the texts or the dojos and all that stuff. So those help too. We see that registration is more just in real time than it is prior to or at the beginning of the school year, because when you're registering your kid, you don't want to register for one more thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm guilty of that. Yeah. So registration is always a huge concern, but that's how we go about our day-to-day.
And do you guys have a variety of translators? We have several languages.
Yeah. I've got a lot of
We have a few, but the providers do have access to the translation line that they'll call into if they need access to that. But they try to do what they can, and then if they are like, this isn't working for us, they'll call into the translation line.
Okay. You know, and Brittany, you'd ask a good question too of that. As we think about this for students, and we talk about equity, we talk about access, we talk about support, we talk about getting kids registered, well, how much does it cost? Because if I was a parent, that's a parent question I asked the doctor the other day when I had to take my kid for a stop. And, you know, what's the bill going to be? So that way you kind of get an idea. And so we're, as you can see, with Medicaid, CHIP, and most insurance plans across the state, we bill as a PCP, so there's no surprise ER visit for doing this. There's no urgent care visit for the most part. You'll see the parents will see a PCP rate. And for those parents who are uninsured, because that's a real reality for many of our families we serve, they can be served for as little as $0 to $50 through our Good Side Health program that looks at family income and family size. Now, the good news is I didn't get into the school business to collect money off kids. I certainly did with cell phone fees and book fines and things like that. But the reality is you don't want your office to be a collection shop. So you don't handle money at all in this process. We have a whole billing and insurance department that works with parents' questions. Again, if they have a question about that, our real-time chat team can support you in that, as well as they will handle everything with the parent after that. Because the last thing we want is for a child in need to say, well, I just can't go to the doctor today because I can't afford it. And that's the reality.
We're going to do everything we can
to eliminate that as a reality for students and parents.
But as we then talk about if it's at no cost or insurance to students, how much does this cost the district? And the answer to that is zero to no money.
Now, that sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? It wouldn't be.
But the reality is we want to support as many kids as we can. And so we make this available at no to low cost to districts unless there's a non-utilization for an extended period of time. And honestly, if that happens, we'll work with you to figure out a way that we can either re-engage the program or unwind it before we'll start charging money. I've not seen a district yet that we've charged any of those fees to. But the reality is as well, we'll work with you to get your student data. We'll ask that you market the program to enrollment throughout the year. And those are really the only two asks that we have of you other than you try to use the program at least once a day or once a week. So with many providers in telemedicine, at least, you know, mine, you've got to make an appointment so far out. Well, if I knew I needed to be sick next Tuesday, I'd certainly schedule the appointment. But I don't know. Sometimes you just wake up ill. And sometimes you have those students that walk in sick that felt fine when they got dropped off at school. But then the medication they took overnight or at the beginning of the day is worn off, and now they're pretty clearly not feeling well in front of you. And so with GoodSide Health, there's never an appointment needed. You can walk in, and we've got providers waiting for you during school hours so that you can engage in a visit. And as we think about that, you'll have parents that want to be there too. Well, they can't always come up to school because as you think about where you're going to have these health appointments, parents can't be in your clinic. But what they can do is join a link so that way they can observe through a three-party link that we have, the provider, the student who's real-time in your clinic, and the parent from wherever they may be. If that's in their car, they've stepped away from work, they're from home, wherever that might be, the parent can be an involved partner in the health care of their child. And you're good. And as we think about that, they'll engage in that doctor's appointment. They'll go from that doctor's appointment then if there's something that's prescribed for them. They'll give us the name of their favorite pharmacy as a beginning part of the registration process or the update process. And then if the provider feels that they need to write a script can be written and submitted to their favorite pharmacy, and then the child can either be picked up, depending, or they can go back to class. So when we think about what we see, Devin, this is one of the things that I'd love to get your expertise on, because we talked about the top 10 reasons for our business. You get that next slide for me. Thank you, Brittany.
Oops. I should be in charge of this.
Yeah, there you go. And so this time of year, it's a lot of flu, a lot of
strep.
Yep.
A lot of COVID, depending upon where you are.
What else do we see normally?
That's a lot of what we're seeing now. We see a lot of rashes, all kind of rashes, pink eyes. There's middle school to high school kids that'll do like menstrual cramps that they're just not able to handle it at school. So they'll do a visit for that to get some ibuprofen and a hot pack and have them lay down and rest for a little bit. A lot of nausea, vomiting, because there is Zofran in the kit. So helps with that, especially if that kid's not running a fever, they can go back to class after they do a little PO challenge. So right now, strep is out of control, and then flu and COVID are not far behind it.
RSV.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unfortunately, we don't test for that, but you can usually, we always think that it's the one virus, like when you've ruled all three of those out, that's the other virus that we're fighting with. But yeah, we wish we could, but it's usually not recommended in the older kiddos. Anybody over, I think, the age of three, it's not really recommended to test. It's just another fancy virus.
So what can they test for?
Flu, COVID, and strep.
Okay.
So you'll have, each of those will be in your kit, plus your medications, and I can go over what's all in there.
So it's a little far out, but what I can tell you from this slide is we register students, they come to your clinic without an appointment, you find the opportunity to say, would you like to see the doctor, or hey, the doctor's ready for you if you'd like to see them. Once that visit occurs, the provider visits with the student through our iPad that's up to date. It's never any problems. If there are, you let me know, you let Devin know, we'll come get that fixed.
I'm local, she's local, this won't be a problem. And if it is, we'll come get this fixed. Our office is in Fort Worth. We are hyper-local to Lake Worth. Our job is to support your mission. So philosophically, if not geographically, we are invested in your success. But once they have that visit with the provider, if the provider says there's a script needed, it'll be called in. If the provider says they're good to go back to class based upon, you know, their observation and your insight into them, they can go back to class. If they need to get sent home for the day, our system also generates a school excuse note to keep the attendance clerks very happy, so that way they can track where students are. We can also generate a work note for mom and dad if they need it, and then they can go from there back home for the day.
Am I good?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, and you can tap this one more time, please. Thank you. No, you're good. So, we've talked a lot about the value of this, students having access to health care, parents not being able to, or being able rather to stay at work to join their doctor visits for their children, you know, from a safe space, so that way they don't miss work as often and they can be a little bit more participative. Parents have the opportunity to not only participate, they have the opportunity to feel a valued part of their child's future. But one of the things we talk about too is making sure that students can stay in school. You know, again, when I was a principal, really my campus was in a healthcare desert. And so if a kid went to the doctor, it's probably the ER. But a lot of times you see kids that, you know, if they'd gone day one or day two, gotten a script, gotten a shot, they would have been back day three. But because they put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off, once they were finally gone, they missed a week, 7-8 days of school. So we want to make sure that we get your students as healthy as possible to keep them as healthy as possible. You know, we talked a little bit about the well child visits that we do. We'll talk about more of that in detail in a minute. But when we were at Piercy Elementary in Arlington last month, we saw 335 students over 2 days. One of those children had an 88 pulse ox, undiagnosed pneumonia, at school, walking around. We saw other children that had undiagnosed heart murmurs, and we were able to connect them with specialists to get care to follow up on that. And that one school just overly, you know, I hate to say cursed or anything, but does that one school just have too many challenges? No, that's just real life. And that happens in every school in North Texas, but it ought not to. And so one of the things we want to do is work with you to work with your families to help keep them as healthy as possible, to keep them in school as much as we can be, to not only increase funding, but also to increase learning opportunities. And also, from a nursing perspective, the faster we can get on the front of communicable diseases, outbreaks of everything. You know, I remember we had to close down my campus at one point for flu. Just didn't have it. 60% of the students were gone. So they lost the TBA. But the faster we can get in front of these things, the better it is. And we can keep going. So that's telemedicine in a nutshell. And I'd love to know your thoughts, concerns, choke points, if there are any.
I did ask, they can do our standing orders for our EpiPens and our Narcan, which is a plus, and then ask about like heavy albuterol or some kind of breathing treatment maybe in there. And that's something y'all might be working on over the summer.
I think, yeah, it's been talked about. It's because it's been asked, but we can write for, like you have that kid that can't get into their doctor for their inhaler refill and you need your form filled out to say that you can administer this for school. Our providers will step in and write it for a month to get that kid time to get back to where they need to, or to where they can get into their pulmonologist or their pediatrician. Same thing with their EpiPen. If they need that filled, like, we can get that for them until they can get in with allergy or to their pediatrician. So they'll step in and fill that form out for you too, if necessary.
And then we talked before y'all got, we talked about, I know a lot of concerned about how the kids confidential with other kids coming in the clinic. From what I'm being told, correct me if I'm wrong, is all the questions they're asking that student is nothing that you guys haven't already asked already. Did you eat breakfast? You know, are you throwing up? All those questions. The only thing that's going to be confidential is like towards the end, like what they're prescribed and what the diagnosis might be. So what is it? You can just, do you know, when it gets to that end, you can sit in the bathroom if you want, you know, or go to a little private area, but for the most of it, and be in there with other students if we need to.
And even whenever they're coming back on with a diagnosis, I've only heard from one nurse that it was, and this was recently, that she was like, somebody, it was in middle school or intermediate school, and I was like, I've never heard this, but they were like, they started calling this kid the COVID kid because they heard that he was positive. And so I was like, well, let's fix that. So I gave that nurse headphones. Like, now you just put these headphones on this kid and you don't have to worry about it anymore. So if that's something that you're concerned about, like, we'll be happy to provide you those. But that's really when she came to me, I was like, wow, that's the first time that anybody's ever came to me and said there actually was a problem with it being said, something being said out loud. Because half the time the kids aren't even paying attention to what's going on. They're worried about them being sick or what everybody else is sick for in the office. So you, and like she said, there isn't anything the providers, you've probably given, asked all the questions, and then you'll type those in, and the provider usually just reads over that, and then we'll just kind of reiterate with the kiddo, like, hey, bud, what's going on? And then they'll tell whatever they want to tell. So nothing that you need, like a closed-in shelter somewhere specific in your office, because I know nurses' offices are like the size of bathrooms. I don't know about you guys, but I've been in some very tiny nurses' offices. But they all make it work. And so not anything that we need to be concerned about, like we have to shut them in somewhere.
And so as we think about daily support for students with telemedicine, one of the things we also work with campuses on, and we've alluded to having done several, and we'll be doing one tomorrow and several at the end of the month in Arlington as well, but we come onto campus to provide your students with a multi-checkpoint well student day, if you will. And so as part of that, we'll sign your students up, we'll get as many as we can to participate. We'll come out en masse, and we'll take biometric data on your students, vision and hearing screens, a head-to-toe physical exam. We'll work with vaccination teams. Typically, we work with Tarrant County Health to do vaccinations. You know, we don't do them on-site personally as Goodside Health, but we'll work with your community providers to get those access to vaccines so we can make that a part if that's what the district chooses. We'll do, depending upon age, a quick mental health check. And then honestly, any referrals. But we can also support you in your vision, hearing, and other screeners. That's something we can work with you on. And before I get too far out, while we don't necessarily do wellness checks for the adults, if the district so chooses, we can do telemedicine for the staff and faculty as well. Now that's at the district discretion, you know, in concert with, you know, any benefits or HR packages that might work. But the reality is how many times have you seen teachers or administrators dragging around school, becoming a vector for disease because they don't have time, finance, they don't want to be told they have to stay home sick because they know what a hassle it is to make sub plans and be out. So this way we offer that, if the district so chooses, as a way for your faculty to be seen during their conference period, the exact same way that a student is. They can sign up, they can be seen, they can get a script called in, and they need to go back to work or go home, as the case may be. But on these healthy student days, yes, ma'am. When we did 300 plus students at Piercy, from door to door, from the minute a child walked in to the minute they left to go back to class, took it at the highest peak of the day, 17 minutes. And so the bulk of that time is spent in the review or the health screening with the provider. The rest, we handle efficiently and quickly to make sure that students don't miss a lot of class, that it's not something that requires a lot of setup, you know, and tear down for you. We'll work with you and your campus to put us in the space that fits, and we'll take it from there. You know, at Piercy Elementary, we shared the space with the Boys and Girls Club in the afternoon, so we had to leave. Tore everything down, put it away, so that way Boys and Girls Club could share the space with us because we were invading their space. So they were ready to use it. Didn't look like we were there. We came the next morning, reset everything, so that way we served their students and their health needs, and the school function didn't change one bit. So we won't be in a space where, you know, we'll shut down your gym or shut down your library if that's not what's best for the school. We work with you, not the other way around. And so we do that quick support, by having multiple groups of students that will work with you on scheduling those students when it's the right time for them and their academic day to come down. We'll get those classes coming. We'll get them started. We'll do a check-in, vitals check, vision and hearing screen, physical exam, mental health depending upon age. Then we'll go from education, vaccination if possible, depending, recommendations, and then they'll be checking out and heading back to class. So it's a multi-station approach wherever you put us. And again, most insurance plans allow this to be a free service for children. So they'll have that one annual well-child visit per year, but they'll also give them enrollment to telehealth all year long. If there is any cost that's not associated with their insurance, the parents are billed for that in a well-child rate. But this is, again, at no cost to the district. So just the data sharing, just the marketing support, and that's really about all we ask for.
And the nurses would get the information from these screens, correct?
Devin, I'll double check me on that. Is that correct? The nurses would get the information.
Like if you wanted their hearing and vision, we would get like if they passed or failed.
Yeah, if you needed it, like if you hadn't done screenings yet and you needed that, yeah, we could provide that to you.
Sports physicals. You know, we offer this as just a way to make sure that students have opportunities to engage in UIL activities. You know, it's hard. You know, my oldest is in band, and it's always hard at the start of the school year to get in to see a sports physical just because I don't need a whole doctor visit. I need a quick sports physical. This shouldn't take long. Or the places around us have figured out what a sports physical can cost, and they've kind of tried to up the ante. But much like well-child visits, what we do is to create a system where in a roundabout approach, whether we set up in the gym, your cafeteria, cafetorium, wherever's comfortable for your campus, for secondary, that need UIL physicals, is to give your students a sports physical experience that meets UIL guidelines. That way, they can get those forms passed, return to the coach or sponsor at a low to no rate, and then can be returned, you know, that way so they can start activities and practice. Our goal, as I said at the beginning of this, is to make your jobs easier by taking a step out and supporting your students and families. I mean that to the very core of my being, because I was a school principal. I know what it's like when you get promised the wind and the whirlwind and you get nothing but broken promises. So we won't do that. Our job is to support you every step of the way. You've got my cards, it's got my home phone number on it, got my email address on it. Devin, or a member of Devin's team, will be your trainer. Our office is 15 minutes away. If we work with you, I can ensure that we will be a dedicated support team from the very beginning, where we've worked with you to design the scope of what this will look like, the rollout plan, so that way you can start your planning for 24-25 in a very comfortable way and not have to wait on us and wait on us in hope, because we will have provided everything we said tonight. Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure to meet every one of you, and I hope we get to meet again very soon.
Thank you for coming.
So
I'll definitely get with you and follow up with you. I appreciate you guys
coming.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
MOU with PM Pediatrics, for those that don't know, they've been
kind of a disaster since day one. They were a new company. We tried, okay, first year, maybe they're just new, they'll work it out. Here we are the second year, it's not doing well. So our last day with them is June 3rd. We'll pack all the equipment up during summer school, ship it back. They'll require an MOU too, so that might have to go in front of the board. But just between us, if you just want to raise your hand if you would approve this, if you guys like this program.
I want to try it. I want to see what the screen okay.
How I don't know. I know it seems like overwhelming for the nurses because I'm like, okay, kids are coming in. I do like the staff member part of it too, because I don't know how many staff members come to me saying, I'm trying to do it quick telling.
Yeah.
And I feel like they are adults. They can basically do it on their own. Here's the iPad. You go in there and do what you need to do. I think the district would like that too. I know we have the end of the line too that we offer as well, but that's just another option.
I don't think their offer is like available like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And they are a local company, so that makes it better instead of the one that was out of state. I did say like we have problems, like we wanted a kid to be seen, but we couldn't get a hold of anybody through email or anything like that. So
I feel like they're gonna be better.
I know that went a little bit over, so I'm gonna speed past this real quick. But I know we beginning of this Shack Me, we talked about a health event, so we had a subcommittee come together and it's turned into much bigger. So I'm just gonna fill you in on what it is, and I know it's kind of blurry, but I'll walk you through. This is the high school we're looking at, okay? We've changed the date to Bullfrogpalooza 2024, okay? Because we, as people start hearing about it, well, I want to add something to it. I want to add something to it. So it's not just health anymore; it's a lot of things. So I'm gonna walk you through this real quick. I have one pop up front, just flashing lights to draw attention. I got one of those yard signs with little tapers in front of it that says Bullfrogpalooza 2024. When you walk in, kind of blurry, those X's are going to be registration. Since we're already going to have a shot clinic there, we might as well try to do registration. Pre-K Roundup might be there as well. So my plan is to have a couple of nurses in that first hallway where you look, okay, you guys are good. You guys can go register. No, you guys need shots. You send them back to this back hallway where there'll be a couple other nurses with printers. It's the passport company, so a little bit slower. But where you will make them pop the shot records, circle what they need and everything. So the first nurses are vetting. You guys can register. You guys can't register. You need to go get your shots first. Once they get past this, the registration part, they're walking down this hallway. This hallway is going to have campus tables set up. So each campus will have like a representative and a counselor. We're just talking about their school, what they got going on. Once you get past there, in the auditorium, we have DEA talking. They've got two different times about fentanyl awareness. We have SOAR Coalition. They talk about substance abuse and a few other things. At different times, we're going to have a coloring table near the commons area for kids. They're going to cover Catholic healthy stuff, like an apple or whatever. We've got popcorn machines. We've got snow cones coming. We have the barbecue team, cooking hamburgers and hot dogs provided by Ashley. We've got vendors all set up, probably 20-something plus vendors in the gym are all going to be set up. We've got a lot coming. Ashley's going to put together little thank you baskets, like little snack baskets for the vendors. We are going to set up a little safe area for the vendors where they can get snacks or time out somewhere, whatever we're in. We have the mobile imaging company coming out. If you guys remember them, they're the ones that scan for you, the vascular. CPR may or may not be oxygen, I'm not sure yet. We have bounce houses coming. They'll be on the football field. I got five of them. If it rains, we're moving them to the new gym, just in case. We have car blood drive coming. I think they're bringing three different buses. We have the library bus coming, fire department, police department coming. I have laser tag, RK truck, and what was the other one?
This.
That must be it.
That's it.
Okay. And then these little X right here are like maps that me and Ashley are going to have to make soon. Mm-hmm. And basically, parents can go up to it, like a UR gear map, like in the mall. There's also going to be a QR code. They can scan it and have the map on their phone. So when they're walking around, they know, okay, I want to go here. Or, okay, DA's going to talk at once. Let's make sure we're back here. So that's our plan. It's turned out to be huge. I even think ESL might be doing something too. I talked to Aurelia earlier. And then the flyers are going out as well. It's April 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For those that are volunteering, I know my nurses are coming. I know you got a wedding, you got
but if anybody else wants to volunteer, then here. We are ordering shirts, right? They're going to be super cute. So hopefully we can wear in the future, but it's going to say like Worth Four Frogs on in front, and on the back it'll have staff. So when we do the registration in the summertime, which are going to be two registration dates, July 11th and July 25th, we have 2 days of registration. It won't be the long 12-hour shifts, so it'll be shorter. But there will be shot clinics at both those days, and you'll wear those shirts again during that time. Any questions on this as of right now? Once it gets closer, and those are volunteering, I'm going to let you guys know, hey, y'all need to be here at this time to set up. We have Honor Society kids volunteering. I have a couple other kids volunteering. We need to hear back when the band's going to play. So should be good. It's been a lot of work, but here you go. All right, we are going to end our meeting. 6:33. 6:33.